Part 3. What Matters Most.
In Luke 10:38, it says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And he had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me alone to serve? Bid her therefore that she help me.' And Jesus answered unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" So Martha was cumbered, she was worried, she was stressed. I think I can relate to that for sure. And when I read this story in studying about motherhood, I asked myself, what made Martha so stressed out? What makes us get to the point that we are stressed out? And I came to realize that it was where her priorities were. Elder Nellie Maxwell wrote, "The conversation that night was eternal. The calories were not." When we get filled with Martha-like anxiety, it usually stems from failure to establish proper priorities. I thought about all the times I could in the last month that I had been stressed out, and I realized that it usually did stem from my failure to establish proper priorities. We as mothers have way more good things to do in a day than we could ever accomplish. Learning to establish proper priorities is extremely important for mothers. I began doing something to help me better establish my priorities that I want to tell you about. I am not perfect and always consistent at doing this, but I want to share it with you so that it may spark ideas for you to find ways to better focus on what matters most in your life. Not just thinking about it and wanting to do it, but actually making goals and applying that principle. I got a blank book and I called it my What Matters Most book. And in the mornings, I write down a heading called What Matters Most. And I write down the things that are essential for me and my family that day, such as personal scripture study, family scripture study, and personal prayer and family prayer. And then I take time to ponder what else that day I feel I can and should do that is essential, such as scheduling a time to go to the temple. And sometimes I even put something like turn off the computer until my son's nap time. Then I write a heading called Good Things to Do Today. And I try to prioritize the most important errands and house cleaning items, etc. And finally, I write a column, How Can I Serve Others Today? And then I take time to ponder and think if there is someone I can serve. Do my visiting teachers need anything? Does a lonely person need a phone call? Do one of my children need a special note? I then use that list throughout the day. I make sure I check off everything that is in the what matters most category. But I don't worry if I don't get everything checked off in the other categories. This process was life-changing for me. It helped me to focus on the things that matter most in my life. In fact, it was when I started keeping this notebook that I realized that the essential things in my life weren't getting done as they should. And this is what made me decide to make the very hard but correct decision to leave my record label and start releasing my music exclusively on my website so that I could reduce the time commitments and pressures and stresses that came with being with the record label and being in retail stores and focus more on the things that mattered most in my life. And I am honestly never happier than when I go through this process in the morning. When my priorities are in the right place, it is amazing what it does to my life.
More time on my knees, pleading and listening, changing the things for which I thirst, putting the best things first. More time with his words, pondering and searching, more service, more time to give, more kindness, more works like his. Fill these precious hours with what matters most.